St. Louis high school students are learning about the discrimination faced by African Americans traveling Route 66 before the Civil Rights Act. Many used the Green Book, a guidebook that listed restaurants and motels that welcomed African Americans. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard talked to students in the Missouri History Museum's Teens Make History program. They're performing a play about the Green Book.
The students say they've learned a lot about civil rights history while performing the play titled Who's Route 66? It portrays a fictional African-American family traveling the famous highway after World War II. 15-year-old Cole Anderson, a sophomore at Metro High School, says it's been an eye-opening experience.
I knew virtually nothing about Route 66, and I definitely did not know it was this hard for people of color to travel.
After a recent performance, 68-year-old Wanda Trotter told the students that the play reminded her of childhood trips she took on Route 66. Her family traveled between St. Louis and California in the early 1960s. She says it's important for young people to understand the price that was paid by their grandparents and great-grandparents.
I remember having a car breakdown, my parents packing our lunches and telling us that, you know, certain places that you could not go to eat or either to use the bathroom facilities. And it just brought back a lot of memories. My mother was sure to make sure that she packed a green book so I could tell you where you could go that would be safe.
Performances are in the museum's auditorium on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays through the end of July. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.